when I started in 2013, there had just been a lot of major construction. I know, like, Matt Knight Arena and PK Park were just built. I know that the EMU was pretty much the biggest one during my time. Each and every one has a different, you know, kind of story or angle to it. And I think, you know, it's all positive for the most part, because whether it's a new dorm or a new academic hall or academic offices or a new stadium, there's, you know, there's a good reason for it most of the time. I was definitely sad about some of the more historic places, you know, like Hayward Field getting torn down. That was definitely sad, but I understand that in order to continue to be the, you know, national and even world player that the UO is, that Eugene is as a city, that, you know, the university had a lot of incentive to ahead with a new version of Hayward Field, you know, so in that case, I totally get that. Obviously, being a student and, you know, having certain pathways that you're used to taking to get to certain parts of campus for classes or social events or whatnot, like, that, it's a bummer, you know, when you walk one way and then, you know, one day it's completely closed off. So as a student, it was definitely, like, frustrating at times just to have those inconveniences, but, you know, I understood that it was for a bigger purpose, and it's, you know, paving the way for the future. So I think for every dollar I spent on, you know, these large projects that I never got to fully use or never got to, like, participate in, I would like to think, if I sat down and looked at the numbers, people before my time spent just about the same amount in student fees and other, you know, whatnot costs, so that I could have certain buildings that I used in my time at UO. I think about the people that were students in, you know, the late 40s and 50s as the idea of an EMU was being proposed in the first place, let alone modern projects where a lot of them are updating current buildings. I can't imagine, you know, it was an easy process in the late 40s and 50s for them to get the funding to build an entirely new building of any kind, let alone a student recreation center or student hangout place like an EMU. But I think it was worth it in the long run. And I think that it's how everything has functioned for many, many years and will probably continue to function.